Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello, magandang hapon po. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Fiesta Wairarapa Pinoy Radio. Today is the 30th of June, so samahan niyo po kami from 4 to 5.30. Apologies galing kay Ate Kini at saka kay Erika. They are unable to make it again. for personal reasons. So, host acknowledgement for our partners, people supporting our Filipino community. Of course, ROFM, Access Radio Wairarapa, the Mastodon District Council, Mastodon Trust Land Trust, Chanel College, ESED Financial Services by Eric Zamora, and Planet Earth Travel and Tours, Palmerston North by Jenny C. Lapan. As your host, we wish to include a disclaimer that all content we provide reflects our personal views and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the station, its management, or affiliated organizations. It is intended solely for informational purposes only. So for our intro po, meron po tayong kanta from Kenania entitled Bahala Na. Hope you like this one.
Oh,
Ayan. Bahala Na by Kenna Nia from their album Bahala Na. So mga listeners at mga ka-followers po natin, again, magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat at welcome back to Fiesta Wairarapa Pinoy Radio. Maganda po ang episode po natin today. So it is week 25, June 30, 2025. So ito na ho ang huling araw ng kalahating taon ng 2025. So samahan niyo po kami hanggang 5:30. Today, meron po akong special guest. Ako lang kasi mag-isa, solo flight na naman uli. Kasi nga, wala nga si Rika at saka si Ate Kini. So, yung segment na Spotlight of the Week, yung akin, imu-move po natin yan doon sa special segment po natin na tinatawag nating Pukaw Pinoy, Uplifting Filipino Lives in Aotearoa. At meron po tayong special guest today na andito ngayon sa studio. Sandali lang ha, i-check ko lang yung video ko, hindi pa nagkumana. Okay, so uulitin ko po sarili ko. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat at welcome back to Fiesta Wairarapa Pinoy Radio. We are on segment 3 na entitled Pukaw Pinoy, Uplifting Filipino Lives in Aotearoa. So for the month of July po, meron po tayo, sunod-sunod po yung mga magiging guest po natin. So starting today, meron tayong isang on-studio guest na i-introduce ko sa inyo maya-maya. Pero we will just give you a brief around our new segment. Itong segment po na ito is dedicated to get special guests or VIPs po natin to explain some bits and pieces that it's quite important para sa mga Pinoy. Lalo na sa yung mga bagong dating. So, ang topic po ngayong araw na to, na i-spotlight kumbaga kung sa segment ko pa to, is about life insurances. Gaano ba talaga kahalaga ang merong life insurance? Especially doon sa mga work visa holders po nating mga kababayan. So to start with, ipapakilala ko po yung guest natin sa studio. With her over 13 years of experience in the financial service industry, starting in the Philippines as an insurance advisor and investment consultant. She has built a career dedicated to helping people making smarter, more informed decisions about their money and future. Originally trained as a licensed electronics communications engineer, though she jokes that she never quite transmitted, quote-unquote, that career path, she found her true calling in finance. Her journey began in the Philippines, where she spent more than a decade guiding clients through life insurance, investment planning, and wealth protection strategies. Now based in New Zealand, here in Macedon, she has recently earned her licensed financial advisor or FA status, officially regulated under the Financial Markets Authority or FMA. This milestone reflects her commitment to providing professional, ethical, and client-centered advice tailored to individual goals and life stages. Beyond finance, she is happily married to husband Joven, her partner in life and business, and together they are raising three wonderful daughters. Balancing family life with her passion for financial empowerment, she brings the same care and dedication she has for her children into every client relationship. She brings warmth, clarity, and results-driven approach in every consultation. Whether you're looking to protect your family, plan for retirement, or grow your investment wisely, she's passionate about making finance feel simple and even enjoyable. When she's not busy geeking out over policies and portfolios, she's probably laughing at how far she has come from her engineering days or juggling the beautiful chaos of life as a mom of three. Ang guest po natin ay walang iba from Masterton, pride of Masterton, na si Miss Jemima Panisan. Hello. Hello, little Mike.
Yeah. A good evening. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Can you just say something?
Yeah, oh, magandang gabi sa lahat. And then, yeah, I'd like to clarify that though I was a financial advisor in the Philippines, so in back 13 years ago, for 13 years, nagko-cover ako ng investment at saka life doon. But here in New Zealand, I can only advise to a client through life and health and disability.
Ah, okay.
So,
teka, sandali lang, Maya. Putol ka kasi.
Yeah.
Yeah, so urong ka dito. Dito, urong ka konti dito. Yan.
Ah, okay.
Para makita ka.
Ah, okay.
Tingnan natin. Baka doon naman ikaw maputol sa kabilang camera. Sandali. Okay, move ko na lang ito para mas maganda. At kitang-kita tayong dalawa. Kasi dalawa lang naman tayo dito eh. So, anong, ang thank you for that. Pasensya at na-distorbo ka sa, ano, sa setup. Pero ito, gaya ng sabi ko mga kababayan, Jemima is a practicing financial advisor here in New Zealand.
Mm.
So, ako yung magtatanong and then she will, yung mga common questions ninyo, I will ask her and then she will explain those important things para ano. So, makinig po kayo. So, ang first question po for Jemima is, why is life insurance especially important for Filipino families living in New Zealand?
Okay. Kasi po, kuya, what I have observed here, Filipinos are very hardworking. Literal talaga, no? They are very hardworking. So, we work hard to build a better life, not just for ourselves, but for our families as well, both here and back home in the Philippines. We are so focused, kung titingnan mo yung mga Filipino, they are so focused to have a financial stability, to reach their goals, and even strive hard to give our loved ones a brighter future. But in the middle of that hard work, along that way, sometimes we forget that life comes with risk.
Okay.
Yeah, risk that could change everything in an instant. Let's look at an example. Imagine an individual earning an income and others rely on that income. Now, if that person passes away or halimbawa nagkasakit siya, no?
Mm.
That income na ginagamit to support the family, of course, it will stop. Without it, family's way of living may change and their goals may be put on hold and even yung legacy nila could be at risk. Yung mga pinaghirapan nila could be affected as well. So, ano bang trabaho ng life insurance doon?
Mm.
Life insurance is a safety net. That's why we have that actually. Because hindi natin ma-predict kung ano yung tomorrow or in the middle of that hard work, we cannot predict.
Yep.
So, life insurance is a safety net and to help make sure that your family is still financially supported even if you're no longer around. Or it can also, not just only financially support your family, it can also excuse be a protection sa legacy mo at sa lahat ng pinaghirapan mo. So that yung pinaghirapan mo, you can really pass it on to your children and to your loved ones. And with that, you can truly achieve yung financial stability na yun, you've always aimed for with a peace of mind. Yeah, that's why life insurance is important.
Okay. So, what about yung mga ano, sabihin natin yung mga kababayan natin na stay at home parents. So, walang trabaho ba? Yung mga unemployed or, kasi alam ko, karamihan naman ng mga kababayan natin, worker.
Yeah.
So, meron talagang steady na income pumapasok. But we also have stay-at-home parents as well as business owners. So, ano, gaano pa siya ka-importante for those type of people?
Kasi yung stay-at-home parents, typically, they don't really have, traditionally, I mean, they don't really have that income.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung ginagawa nila, yung trabaho nila, is has a financial value.
Okay.
Kasi pag wala yun yung to take care of your child or yung mga anak natin.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly, kung i-replace mo yun na responsibilities, it needs money.
Yeah,
yeah,
true.
That's why they also need a life insurance cover. When it comes to business owner naman, kasi usually yung business nagre-rely sa skills ng business owner.
Yeah.
Yeah, so pag wala yun, at least they have the fund para ma-replace yung yung family nila, they can hire for a key employee para, di ba, to continue run the business.
Ah, okay. So, or anong ibig sabihin ng ano? Ah, yun nga. So, to help cover for the loss of key employees.
Yeah, key employees.
Yeah. So, para
they can use the fund eh.
Yeah. What about yung importance ng mga taong may mortgage at saka any other assets like an investment, other properties, especially yung andito, yung nakabili na ng mga bahay, at saka yung may mga properties din sa Pinas.
If you have mortgage kasi kuya, and that mortgage is not covered with your life insurance, possibly kasi pag mawala yung income mo, possibly yung repayments ng mortgage, it could be a challenge to those na pamilya mo na naiwan.
Mm.
So, others might, you know, sa along with my experience kuya, nakikita ko talaga na some of the houses or yung nabili nila or pinaghirapan nila na nabibenta, di ba?
Napipilitan na, ibenta? O nare-remata?
Yan, nare-remata. It could be like that. So, yan. Ang purpose kasi ng life insurance, if you have that and then kinover mo yung mortgage mo, so if something happened to that person, ma-pay off yung mortgage.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, ibig sabihin, pag may life insurance ka at may nangyari sa'yo, at least hindi kailangan ng pamilya mo ibenta yung mga assets o yung investments mo. So, yun yung importante.
At saka yung asset at saka investment mo, mapapas mo talaga, maipapasa mo sa pamilya mo.
Yeah,
di ba so, yun naman yung talaga the reason why you have that.
Oh, yeah. Importante yun. Importante. Kasi may mga assets din kami sa Pilipinas. So, may plano pa akong umutang doon.
Yeah, so,
bili na naman ng bahay doon. Doon na lang mag-invest. Kasi ang mamahal mag-invest dito eh. Anyway, so, paano ba yung ano? No? So, the next question would be is, what do you think is the right life insurance coverage? Ano yung tama na sakto? So, ako alam ko, may idea na rin ako about life insurance kasi meron ako eh. Pero kung paano mo i-match o ano ba talaga, paano mo i-set up yung tamang life or trauma insurance cover?
Having a life and trauma insurance is a good start na talaga.
Okay.
But having the right amount of cover is what truly protects your loved ones. Kasi if your cover is too low, it might not enough to pay off your debts or your cover daily living cost or even support your family's future goals. If it's too high naman po, you might end up paying for more than you need. Kasi di ba mas mataas yung insurance mo, mataas yung babayaran mo, tapos hindi mo pala kailangan yung iba na yun. So it could be like that, no? That's why it is really important to tailor your cover based on your income, your mortgage, your debts, your dependents, and your long-term plans. So, your family gets the right support when it matters most.
Okay. So, halimbawa yan. So, pag set up na yan, kasi, syempre, pwede naman tayo mag-claim ng insurance. Claim ng insurance, mag-apply for insurance sa banko directly.
Yes,
po. Ito, plug-in lang ito. So, how important it is to have a financial advisor?
Kasi when there's a financial advisor, we are trained eh. We are trained to, and we are, let's say, pinag-aralan namin yan kuya, no? Na yung advice talaga yan namin, matitailor talaga sa needs ng
bawat isa. Yeah.
So, yung circumstances. So, kailangan talaga, if you have that advisor, kailangan talagang pipili ka ng advisor na alam mo talaga na concerned siya ba. At saka alam mo talaga kung naiintindihan ka talaga. It's yung advisor na it takes time to listen and to understand where you're coming from. So parang importante talaga yun.
Okay. Tapos pangalawa, ang maganda ng merong financial advisor is libre siya.
Yeah, and then kung anong matutunan mo dun, dahil sa experience niya, no? Posible kasi yan. So, sa'yo na yun. Okay. Parang it's an advantage.
Mm. Okay.
Tapos, pag ano kasi, if you have a financial advisor, you can call the advisor anytime. Pero pag sa bangko kasi, you have to wait for...
May 800 number. Eh. Oh,
but you have to, if my personal advisor ka talaga, you can call or you can text like 9 in the evening or, di ba, it's if you really have a concern.
Mm. Yeah. Yan ang maganda pag may financial advice. Gaya ng mga sabi ko in our previous show naman, katulad sa mga immigration, kumuha ng advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Yun nga lang, immigration advisors, may bayad yun.
Yeah.
Pero meron naman ding mga iba na may mga free services katulad ng Community Law Center, Citizens Advice Bureau, yung mga exemption rule na immigrations. On the other hand, pagdating naman sa insurance or any form of finances like banking, investments and stuff, or mortgage and tawag nito, KiwiSaver, dapat financial advisor din. Kasi libre naman eh.
Yan din, kuya. Sa experience ko po, if you have a financial advisor, during sa claim, may ano ka talaga eh. Parang may assistance ka, may help ka talaga.
May gumagalaw para sa'yo.
Gumaguide para sa'yo.
Mm.
Not just giving you documents, okay, ito. But there's really a help
from your
advisor.
So, talking about help, ito, magandang tanong. How does life insurance help Filipino families planning to return to the Philippines in the future?
Yeah.
So, yung mga may plano mag-retiro doon ba?
Yeah.
So, anong magandang sagot dyan?
Wait.
Sige, anapin mo lang. Walang problema yan.
Kasi life insurance gives you a peace of mind eh. Even though you plan to move back to the Philippines one day, and having a life cover here in New Zealand means your family can still receive financial support. However, it is also important to understand visa and exterritorial exclusion, especially if you are not a permanent resident or citizen. What does it mean? Territorial exclusion kasi, kuya. Mm. If you're away from New Zealand for more than 3 months, your insurance may not pay out a claim.
Mm.
Or if you say visa exclusion means if your visa has expired and something happens while you're no longer legally in the country, a claim may also be declined. So it is really important to talk to your advisor and check how these exclusions apply to your policy.
Mm.
Kaya importante yun.
Okay, so
hindi yun na-explain.
Ito insurance sa Pilipinas. Ay, insurance sa New Zealand.
Yes po.
So,
pero pag permanent naman po kayo or citizen, wala naman pong
exclusion na.
Only sa mga working visa.
Naka-working visa lang. So, halimbawa, ito, baliktarin natin. Ito, wala ito sa kodigo mo, sigurado ako. Kung baliktarin natin na ako, New Zealand citizen ako.
Okay.
I do have Filipino citizenship as well. Dual kasi ako. So, kung halimbawa mag-a-apply ako ngayon ng insurance ko sa Pilipinas, pwede ko yun maklaim dito?
Yes po. You can claim actually. Kung meron ka, ako I have personal insurance in the Philippines.
Mm.
So, kung anong mangyayari dito sa akin, still I am covered.
Okay. Kasi the reason why I asked that in reverse, kasi ito yung nauuso ngayon sa Facebook. Ang dami ngayon yung tinatawag nila sa pag-ibig, ano nga yun? Pag-ibig P2, na maraming nag membership nila, tapos nagbabayad. Ang nire-recommenda nga, 1 year yung babayaran mo para as OFW, 1 year na yung babayaran mo as an investment. Pero kung halimbawa, nagbayad ka nga, pero naglapse siya kasi namatay ka.
Mm.
So, walang makaklaim nung pag-ibig mo ngayon.
Yeah, because it's investment, no? Iba yun.
Walang
beneficiary yun.
No, yun nga, that's the challenge. So, pero even though insured, kung halimbawa insured ka sa New Zealand, hindi din. Kasi ang labas na, hindi mo talaga maklaim pala yung investment na yun, no?
Okay. Kung sa Pilipinas po, as long as doon ka nagpa-insured, doon ha, so meaning hindi ka dito nagpa-insured
kapag
pagkuha mo nun. Doon ka talag kumuha, then pumunta ka dito, it's okay. Walang problema yun. Even though here, kung dito ka talaga nagpa-insured, tapos umuwi ka ng Pilipinas, residente ka, permanent resident ka or citizen ka, wala ding problema yun, as long as you're paying. But when it comes to investment, I cannot give advice investment here. But kung nandun sa Pilipinas, kung may investment ka dun, wala kasing nakalagay dun na beneficiary mo eh. So, yung sa investment dun, yung heir mo lang talaga. Kung sino.
Oh, sino yung immediate family? Kumbaga.
Yeah, immediate family mo. So, you can claim that one, pero marami pang proseso.
Okay. Yeah. So, kasi speaking of claiming, so, ano, saka lang natin itanong yun. Alam ko kasi, when we talk about beneficiaries, meron pang isang dokumento na very important din, pero hindi muna natin tatalakayin yun. Ano yun muna natin, yung tanong, especially those sa mga work visa holders natin, mga kababayan. Kasi, karamihan dito, hindi na kumukuha ng insurance dito sa New Zealand dahil nga may OWA na.
Yeah.
No, may OWA na sila eh. So, yun yung iniisip nila, may insurance naman kami sa OWA. Pero hindi, kasi meron pa talagang, it's really important din, sila nga, naoobliga sila pag kumuha sila ng sasakyan, lalo na pag inuutang nila, di ba? Pag inuutang mo yung sasakyan dito sa New Zealand, pinapa-insure ka talaga nung nagpapautang sa'yo. Eh, buhay mo na nga yan eh. Dapat meron ding insurance yung buhay mo. So, that's the point of analogy. Ang gusto ko lang malaman is, ano yung mga common mistakes na mga Pinoy regarding insurance dito sa New Zealand?
May kodigo talaga.
Yeah.
Okay, ang unang mistake talaga, yeah, that's really true, no? May OWA naman, may help naman from other. The question there is how much? Is your cover sufficient enough to cover your mortgage, to cover the living cost? Yung income mo ba, enough ba yun? Enough ba yun to sustain your family kung wala ka na? I mean, like that, no? So, the very common mistake of a Filipino talaga is not really understanding the policy cover. Kasi, if you're not gonna, not understanding your policy or your benefits, you might end up a wrong type of cover or pwede hindi sufficient yung cover mo. At saka, and only to find out later that certain illness or benefits hindi pala siya included doon. So,
doon sa, yeah. Dapat
maintindihan. So, dapat naiintindihan talaga yung coverage or yung benefits na meron ka.
So, yung sa mga work visa holder, just going back, you know, so common mistakes is, isa sa mga requirement yata is polo. Na nire-require ng polo is dapat may insurance ka talaga. Hindi lang yung sa OWA, pero yung talagang may insurance ka dito. I think it was for
repatriation
purposes. So, kailangan mo may insurance. So, isa yun sa mga isa yun sa mga common mistakes na nagpapa-insure lang sila para ma-meet lang yung polo requirement.
Yeah,
isa
and
yun.
Then they will end up like giving up the insurance cover because you know, na-meet na nila eh. So, they will end up giving up that one.
So, kumukuha lang sila nun at first, tapos ika-cancel nila pagkatapos.
At saka iba, na-meet ko talaga or na-encounter ko talaga na they have a wrong type of cover. Tapos, yun, parang minamadali ba? So, for me kasi, when you set up a life insurance, hindi naman yun mamadaliin eh. Dapat nati-tailor talaga yun sa sa needs mo at sa circumstances mo.
So yung mga beneficiary, so ito kasi automatic kung hindi ka mag-name ng beneficiary doon sa insurance mo, may automatic ba siya?
Okay. Some policies don't have a beneficiary, kuya. Some policies, other providers merong mga beneficiary pero iba din wala, no? So, if you don't have that beneficiary, hindi yun automatically nabibigay sa beneficiary mo the proceeds from the life insurance. Unless it's stated in the will.
Okay. So, yun yung pag-uusapan natin next. Pero before tayo go into that, kasi may dalawang topic pa akong gustong ibukas na para makakuha tayo ng magandang input sa'yo. We'll pause for a music break muna para makapagpahinga.
Yeah.
Naubusan na po kami na laway. So, ang next song po natin is, selection ko lang ito sa Spotify po natin. Ito ay entitled Situationship. by Janine Berdin. Hindi ko pa narinig ang nagkantang ito. But hope you like it. Okay, break lang muna kami. Enjoy the song. This is for you.
Ano ba ang tawag sa di ko nga syota? Pero kayakap ko naman sa gabi. Nagtatawanan, nagiinuman. Ibang-iba kung tayo'y magkatabi. Matagal na magkaibigan, but ayaw niya pang simulan. Di naman kailangang igawan sa'yong sa'yo na ako. Giliw mo ka bagong di kasugal-sugal. Giliw hindi mo bago papanindigan. Ano ba ba ang hanap mo? Laba-laba, isa lang ang klaro. Sa'yong sa'yo na ako. Daming nag-aakala, hindi nga magsyota. Pero kung makatext, oh, kala mo naman. Tawag ng tawag kasi merong problema. Alas tres na pero ge, papunta na. Ang tagal na nating kaibigan, but ayaw mo pang mag-ibigan. Di naman kailangang igawan. Eto ako sa'yong sa'yo.
Right, we're back. Continuation po. Ang guest po natin tonight is si walang iba kundi si Miss Jemima Panisan. So, financial advisor po siya, giving us tips and pointers regarding life insurance. So, balik tayo, Mai, doon sa ano natin. So, I'll just turn my video on. Yum. Right, so we talked about beneficiaries. Gaya na sabi mo kanina, merong providers na hindi nagne-name ng beneficiaries, meron ding iba. Pero nabanggit mo rin yung will. So, why is will really important o yung last testament set up along with your insurance? Gaano, bakit ganun siya kahalaga?
Will is very important, especially naming beneficiaries, no? Kasi that will, it helps make sure that your the life insurance proceeds or your money goes to the right people, and of course avoid legal delays and complication. Kasi pag wala eh, na-probate yung life insurance claim natin, kuya.
What do you mean by probate?
Napupunta dun sa court po. And then they will ask for that will. Especially if wala ka talagang ownership, co-ownership, or that in that insurance or your policy don't have a joint ownership.
So kung wala kang will, tapos wala kang name beneficiary, you go to the courts, sino magde-decide kung sino mabibigyan?
Yeah, that's the problem po.
Okay, so obviously, lenient naman siguro ang court dito. Matagal lang siya na proseso, pero expected talaga yan. Siguro mapupunta sa asawa tsaka mga anak.
Yes, oh, of course naman sa legal heirs. However, pag nandun yung asawa mo at anak sa Pilipinas, then they will, di ba, pupunta sila dito. Are they going to come here and then just have that claim or what?
So kung malaki siguro, mas malaki siguro ang pera, then yes. Kasi, segue. Ano ang pinakamaliit na coverage? Sabihin na lang natin.
Maliit na coverage.
Ang pinakamababang na coverage na pwedeng applyan na as a life insurance. 30,000? 50,000?
50,000.
Ang minimum?
Yeah. The others will give lower than that. Other will give like 50,000 talaga.
Yung standard na lowest. Yeah. Okay. Kasi sa akin, pera yabang, alam mo naman kung magkano sa akin, kalating milyon po, mga kababayan. Ang sa akin, kalating milyon po. So, yun yung kinuha ko kasi para sigurado makover yung mortgage ko just in case na may mangyari sa akin. Bayad yung mortgage ko, at the same time, may matitira para sa mga anak at asawa ko. Kaya milyon ang kinuha ko. Mahal siya, pero alam ko na at the end of the day, secure yung pamilya ko. That's the importance of life insurance in my point of view. Pero mas maganda yung manggagaling, siyempre, kay Jemima. So yung will, okay. So, importante yung will. Dapat ba talaga stipulated sa will ang mga pangalan ng beneficiary?
Of course po. Kailangan po talaga.
Okay. So, pag may will na, hindi na dadaan ng court?
Hindi na. I think dadaan pa rin, pero at least you have that will ba? Alam na ng court na ito yung mga beneficiary.
So kung ganun pala yun, na kung may mga provider tayo na hindi nagne-name ng beneficiary, hindi na lang siguro tayo kukuha doon. O ano ang advantage nung kung kukuha ka even though hindi nine-name yung beneficiary? Anong maganda doon?
Kasi kuya, may mga beneficiary tayo na mga bata pa ba? And then mostly kasi yung mga, I don't know bakit nila ginagawa yon na without naming up. Pero kahit naman hindi sila na nag-name ng will for ng beneficiary, meron naman silang co-owner. If something happened, directly naman sa co-owner yung
nga. Okay. So halimbawa, so how many co-owners, kung wala siyang beneficiary, co-owner yung terminology or term of reference nila, ilan ang pwedeng ilagay? Yung asawa mo, mga anak mo?
Yeah, yung concept. However, yung disadvantage lang, pag may co-owner ka, kasi if you make changes ba sa policy mo, they need also to sign. For example, single ako. Tapos, wala akong beneficiary sa policy ko. Tapos, isiset ko yung kapatid ko na co-owner pag nag-aaway kami. Di ba? So, yun lang yung risk. Or, halimbawa, sa asawa mo, isiset mo yun as a co-owner. So, every time you change up your policy or anything in your policy, you need to acquire a signature from your husband or from your wife. Kaso, pag nag-away kayo, or halimbawa,
naghiwalay.
So, it's really hard actually kung ganon. Yun yung isa sa sinasabi namin, at least ma-inform yung client about the risk.
Sa co-ownership yun?
Yeah, sa co-ownership.
Sa beneficiary kasi madali lang naman. Oh. Pwede mo naman talagang palitan yung beneficiary mo, di ba?
And you don't need na
permiso doon
sa beneficiary mo.
Beneficiary siya. Kasi minsan kasi mas maganda. Sa tingin ko siguro, mas maganda siguro beneficiary na lang kaysa co-ownership. Kasi co-ownership, kailangan pumirma, di ba?
Yeah.
Sa beneficiary, hindi naman nila alam na beneficiary pala sila. Yeah. So, not unless sabihan mo sila na beneficiary ka. So, katulad sa akin, sa akin kasi, siyempre, beneficiary ko or ko, sa akin kasi, beneficiaries talaga yun eh. Si Mrs. talaga. Mm. Okay. Si Ate Mitch mo talaga. And then, sumunod na yung mga bata. Tapos, naka-porsyento. Naka-porsyento. Oh, so, naka-porsyento siya. Hindi at all na parang equally divided sa kanila. Kasi, ano yan, usually, minus the utangs first. Mm. Oh, tanggal mo na utang, ay yung magkano yung matitira, i-divide doon sa mga survivors. So, ganun yung sistema na ginawa ko. Pero I was just thinking of a scenario na kung halimbawa, co-ownership siya, it's only, ano lang, magiging challenge lang siya kung may babaguhin ka sa policy.
Yes, at saka, kaya kung co-ownership, tapos set mo, hindi naman pwede maging co-owner mo yung anak mo na below 18 eh.
No, yun nga, yun yung iniisip ko rin eh. Yung mga...
So, might as well talaga na may will ka talaga along with your life insurance.
Yeah. So, with especially with the will. So, yung will, ibang usapan na yun.
Yeah,
so,
but that's why when we give advice talaga, kuya, we really recommend yung sa client na they have really to consult a professional when it comes to setting up will. Para kung simple will naman, then that's fine, no? Mm. Pwede naman ma-online or...
May mga standardized naman na dito sa New Zealand. Very helpful ang ano. May mga makukuha tayo mga sampling wills sa Community Law Center. Pwede ka talaga lumapit doon. They will provide you that will. Their services are free. Pero yung safekeeping lang ng document. Yeah. So, hindi nila trabaho yun. So, yun yung ano sa will. Kasi dito, ang hirap pag-usapan sa mga Pinoy ang will eh. Yun yung isa din sa mga challenges natin.
Then, actually kuya, hindi talaga ako yung professional to give advice on that. Yun lang talaga yung trabaho namin is to recommend them to a professional para mag-set up ng will nila.
Akin pala eh, double check ko yung ano ko. Yung mga beneficiary ko. Kasi legal na yung bunso eh. So, check ko kung andun ang pangalan niya. Kasi parang wala ata yun sa last na ano. Pero anyway, so...
Just for life insurance ha, if you have 15,000 above here na pera, pwede ka na talagang mag-set up ng will. So yun lang talaga, no? 15,000, so if you have 50,000 life insurance coverage, that's more than 15,000. So yeah, it's not just yung life insurance but your assets ba?
Oh, yeah. Yung will naman kasi, ay ako, ilang beses na ako nagpalit. Ako, since I've been here, I think, nag-start ako, nagpa-process ng will, yung pagkabili ng bahay namin way back in 2008. Yung pangalawang bahay. So, yun kasi yung unang bahay namin, nakuha namin in 2006. So, and then binenta namin yung first home namin, tapos bumili kami itong current. So, pero nung sa second na purchase ng bahay, doon na ako nagpalagay ng will. Kasi may ano din ako nung panahon na yun, may boat din kasi ako. Kaya nilagay ko sa will. Kasi may boat eh. So, pero nabenta yung boat, binago ko na naman yung will. So, every time I change the will, talagang binubura yung mga assets. Kasi may mga assets din na ano eh. So, I know the value yung 15,000. Pero may mga multiple assets ka rin eh. Yung alam ko sa ano, sa when it comes to assets, dapat isasama mo rin yung mga ano mo, yung mga alahas mo eh.
Yes, of course.
Kasi dyan, minsan dyan nakakalimutan ng mga tao. Lalo na pag may mamahaling ka mga gamit. Yung mga kababayan natin galing Saudi, ang dami niyong mga alahas na binitbit dito. Dapat ma-insure niyo yan, sigurado. Sama niyo sa will niyo kasi pag ano yan, pag may nangyari sa inyo, pupulutin lang yan ng board mate mo.
Kasi pag walang will, hindi mo talaga maibigay yung gusto mo talaga na kung saan ba. Sa right person or sino ba talaga yung gusto mong bigyan. So, yun. Pero sasabihin ko talaga no na I'm not a professional to give advice to Will.
Legal.
Yung trabaho lang talaga namin, every time we give advice, financial advice, lalo na sa insurance, any recommend talaga namin yung client to talk to a professional or even set up a will.
So hindi, kasi amongst financial advice din, just to give clarity sa mga listeners natin, may iba-iba din kasing levels yan, di ba?
Yeah.
So merong sa insurances, well, life insurances in particular, yeah. Meron din sa mortgage,
yeah.
Meron din sa KiwiSaver. Specialized din yung mga yon. You need to train for that, is that correct?
No, I'm not really, hindi talaga ako professional to set up yung kung paano nila i-set up yung will. So dapat
and then I'm not talking about the will. I'm talking about financial advising.
We have financial advisors sa mortgage, sa investment at saka sa life insurance, health and disability. So yung natapos ko lang talaga dito is life, health and disability.
Okay.
So I can give advice on that.
Okay. So so we'll just focus on in life insurances. So keep note. And ito pang huling question. What advice would you give to a new Filipino immigrant in New Zealand starting their financial planning journey? Number 8.
Yeah, I'd say, that they have to start early, even if they are just arrived here. It's never too soon to think about protecting your future. Kasi hindi naman natin alam what will happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, ngayon, healthy tayo, but bukas, we live a healthy lifestyle. Marami kasi ako naririnig yan eh.
Yeah.
Hindi, it will not happen to me because healthy naman yung lifestyle ko eh. Mm. Pero no, suddenly they have stroke, suddenly they have cancer, suddenly na-accidente sila. So,
yeah.
It's never too soon to think about protecting their future or their family. So, kasi kuya, sa 13 years ko na experience, kahit saan ka naman eh, like dito sa New Zealand or sa Pilipinas, yung life insurance concept, the same lang naman eh. Diba? To protect. And then, isa lang yung yung na-encounter ko, very common na na-encounter ko. Even ikaw kuya, no?
Yeah.
If let's say, if someone sa pamilya mo passes away or maybe nagkasakit ng critical illness, yung first na emotion mo talaga dun is devastated ka, sadness. Pero but soon after that, yung tinatanong mo talaga sa sarili mo, what support?
Yeah.
What support is there para sa pamilya ko? Diba? Do I have this life insurance? Diba? Parang ganun ba? So, is my insurance covered this illness?
Maganda yan. Okay.
So, and then late na na-realize mo ba, wala pala ako insurance. I don't have any. So, yeah, for me, get an insurance, set up a budget, and then review your insurance needs. Importante yon. Kung ano talaga yung need mo.
Yeah.
Then, of course, secure, talk to advisor. Kasi natatakot sila talaga to talk sa advisor kasi akala nila talaga bibili na ako, parang gano'n. No? So, don't be afraid to talk to a financial advisor kasi yung trabaho namin, tinutulungan lang naman namin kayo to manage your risk and to protect yung pinaghirapan niyo.
Okay. So, ito, add-on lang. So, nabanggit mo kasi insurance. So, halimbawa sa magpamilya, anybody within your household over 18?
Mm-hmm.
Ang under 18, pwede ba sila mag-apply ng life insurance
yes,
din?
Yes po.
Okay.
So, pero under consideration, ang 10 kasi, may law kasi for that, na dapat ito lang talaga yung insurance nila. Pero above 10, ganun, may mga individual consideration yon.
So, ano
dapat
ang
may proof talaga or mapuprove mo talaga na bakit kailangan niya, ganun.
So, sabihin na lang natin 14 kasi yan yung working age dito eh. Mm. So, kailangan nila ng insurance.
Yeah.
Kasi baka, limba, sabihin natin, nagtrabaho sila, 14, legally here, they can work eh. Mm. So, eh kung nabuhusan ng mainit na mantika yung mukha,
yeah.
So, kailangan nila ng insurance talaga. Well, even though may ACC, alam naman natin yan kasi yun yung karamihan kasi ng nosa ng mga Pinoy, may ACC naman eh. Pero mas maganda din kasi yung may insurance ka, di ba?
Yes, kuya. And so, then, continue po.
So, 14 years and over, well, pag 14 na, wala nang consideration yun?
Meron pa din po. Sa 16
so, ano
po?
Ang legal 16. Age? Ah, 16. Okay. So, just some clarity, kung may mga anak kayo na 16 at saka especially nagtatrabaho, huwag lang kayo aasa sa ACC. Dapat meron din kayong trauma cover para sa mga anak ninyo. Kung nagtatrabaho man sila, di pabayarin nyo sila. Eh, hindi lang yung bili-bili ng iPhone 16 Pro Max.
Hindi kasi kuya, if halimbawa yung anak mo, sabihin nila, but ang bata pa ng anak ko, but may insurance na dapat may trauma, na especially trauma, no?
Mm.
Actually, yung most of the life insurance cover here, may ano yun, may free na 50,000 coverage yun, or 50% sa trauma cover mo din. Halimbawa, if I have trauma cover na 100,000,
Ikaw yung tatay, yeah, ananay, sabihin na lang na.
I have a trauma cover na 100,000. So yung anak ko may 50% na free trauma cover, so meaning 50,000.
Ah, part ng free package.
Part yun, built-in.
Ah, built-in yun siya. Pero how old yung...
Below 21 po. Ang iba nga 20, the rest 20, yeah, 21. Ang iba nga, like, depende kasi sa provider.
There, oh, okay. So, 21 pababa, meron silang 50%.
Yeah.
Sa nanay. Ah, sa parents. Yeah, sa parents, principal.
Yeah. Kung dalawa so, sila doon, isa lang talaga.
So, ano mo, tatlo yung anak mo?
Yeah, each one of them.
50% talaga?
Opo.
Under doon sa principal mo? Oh, okay yun na. Hindi ko alam yun na.
Yeah. Pero kung gusto mo namang punan yun, then that's the time na may ano talaga amount, certain amount na babayaran ka, the premium.
Mo, oh, yun nga, doon sa premium payments mo. Na, yun nga. Yan yung mga ano. Yeah,
and
ano
that's
yan?
Why, bakit kailangan ng trauma yung anak? No? Na wala naman sila, kung halimbawa, wala naman silang income. Bakit kailangan? So, una-una kasi, if halimbawa, nagka-trauma, nabuhusan, sabi mo nga, nabuhusan ng ano.
Mainit na mantika.
What will happen or ano kayang gagawin ng nanay? Do you think the nanay can still work? Di ba? Who will take care of that kid? So, syempre, kung if you have the trauma money or fund, of course, you have the opportunity na hindi ka muna magtrabaho because I want to take care of my
daughter.
Child. Yeah. So, parang ang income ng nanay, pwede mo rin yun i-replace because of that fund.
Yun yung trauma cover, ha? Hindi yung life. Yung trauma cover. Kasi magkaiba din ng trauma cover at saka life cover. Eh. So, technically, they can be included in one contract, both life and trauma. Pero iba-iba yung kanilang mga payments, repayments nila.
Yeah,
combine
yeah.
lang din.
E, combine lang din.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, ano pa ba? So, yun yung ano, yung mga nag-start dito sa planning journey. Ito, segue question. Do language or cultural differences really matter when getting life insurance in New Zealand?
Kung ang language niya hindi siya English, siguro it really matters. Kasi pag, di ba, pag hindi mo naintindihan talaga, hindi ka talaga makapagtanong at hindi ka talaga makapag, you know, hindi mo talaga maintindihan yung benefits mo. Pero, kuya, meron naman akong mga, kung English lang talaga, Filipino knows how really fast learner naman kasi yung mga Pinoy, no, when it comes sa mga English as a language.
Yeah.
Pero kung ano, kuya, kung English lang talaga, meron naman akong mga white advisor na nakilala na they are very good giving a tailored advice. Tapos concerned talaga sila when it comes to giving an advice.
Yeah.
So, siguro, para sa akin, it's not a barrier at all.
Oh, good.
Just to be fair, no? Kasi marami naman talagang magagaling na advisor. Ang pinaka-importante lang talaga is you look for an advisor na yung may panahon talaga to listen.
Yeah.
Yung ma-tailor talaga yung needs mo.
Yeah.
Para you can get an insurance for you and for your family na maganda talaga. I mean, naka-tailor talaga. Nakasuit talaga sa needs mo.
Cool. So, yeah, maganda yun. So, yeah, so yan yung mga andito na mga questions na nalagay line up sa akin. So, baka meron ka pang gustong idagdag, Mai, before we go for another music break. And then we will proceed to the next segment. So,
kasali pa ba ako doon?
Oh, yeah. So, pwede ka pa rin sumama. Ako lang mag-isa. Alangan, kausapin ko sarili ko. Ngayon nga, ginagawa ko pag nagso-solo flight ako, ako lang kausap ko eh.
Yeah, sana when you get an insurance, dapat maintindihan nila yung kinukuha nila. Not just signing up and then, yan, hindi mo alam talaga yung benefits at coverage mo. Parang ganun lang.
Okay. Yeah, so yung mga kababayan po natin, so kung if you want to seek, may marami na po tayong financial advices dito sa Wire Rapa, may puti, may mga Pinoy din. So if you're ready and want help with your existing, yung mga may mga existing na life insurance, yung kumuha lang for the sake na para mapolo lang and then nakalimutan na kasi residente na ngayon. So dahil residente na kayo, akala nyo hindi nyo kailangan ng life insurance, so kailangan nyo pa rin. You can approach our financial advisor, their services are free. So if you don't know anybody, pwede nyo pong i-contact ang Wire Rapa Filipino Society and we will guide you kung sinong pwede ninyong lapitan. So dito po nagtatapos yung segment po natin, Uplifting the Live Filipino Lives here in Aotearoa. So magmi-music break muna kami ni Jemima. Jemima will be staying with me with the next segment, yung segment ni Rica. Pag-usapan namin, tatalakayin po namin yon. But before that, I will give you another song. This one is from Dilaw, entitled Uhaw, Tayong Lahat. Hope you like the song.
Bakit uhaw, sayong-sayaw, bakit ikaw? Di bibitaw, sayong-sayo, laging ikaw. Ako'y giniginaw, halika rito, dito ka lang sa tabi ko. Mananatiling uhaw, uhaw, uhaw.
Ayan, uhaw, tayong lahat by Dilaw. Na napatugtog na pala namin yung last time. Hindi ko alam. Pero napakagandang kanta po. Lalo na yung mga songs ng Dilaw. Yan, SB19 at saka Dilaw, yan yung mga fave na new groups ko na hindi ko kilala, na ngayon nakikilala ko na. Anyway, so we are going into our next segment. So, sandali lang po. I-turn on ko lang uli yung video ko. Here we go. Yan. So, yung segment po na tatalakayin is yung kay Rica. Yung tara, usap tayo, community connections here in Aotearoa. Ano ang topic niya? Ang napili niya for this week? Ang title po ay The Rise of Third Culture Kids or TCK. So, The Rise of Third Culture Kids is a compelling and increasingly relevant topic in today's globalized world. Here's an overview and why it matters. So what is a third culture kid or a TCK? A third culture kid is someone who spends a significant part of their developmental years in a culture different from their parents' home cultures. Instead of fully belonging to their home or host culture, they form a third culture, a unique blend shaped by their multicultural experience. An example would be a Filipino child born in Saudi Arabia and raised in New Zealand. Or an American diplomat's child who grows up in multiple countries. Refugee children adapting to life in a new country while retaining cultural ties. So why is this on the rise? Globalization is number one. More families are relocating for work, study, or migration. Yeah, that's one of the key elements, especially for Filipinos. Number two, increasing mobility. International schools, remote work, and dual citizenship make global living more accessible at present. And then, of course, immigration trends. More children are being raised outside their parents' countries due to displacement, education, or better opportunities. It goes with identity and belonging. Third culture kids often ask, where is home? Which culture do I belong to? Why do I feel like an outsider everywhere? These can lead to both strengths, which is cross-cultural sensitivity, multilingualism, and adaptability. But it also faces struggles such as rootlessness, identity confusion, difficulty maintaining long-term relationships. And then, of course, education and social impacts of being a TCK. Schools with international populations are adjusting curricula for cultural sensitivity. Mental health professionals are recognizing unique TCK challenges. And community groups are growing to support families with mixed cultural backgrounds. So, yung ano po ni Rica regarding third culture kids. Ito yung ano yung mga anak natin na maliliit pa. O dito na pinanganak na lumaki na. So they recognize themselves as Filipinos, but they identify themselves when it comes to the culture itself to be Kiwis. Yun yun. Ang ano lang yan, ang struggle lang yan, yung kasi ang minsan kasi yung impact is more on the physical. Yung ano nila, pagmumukha nila. So kung kahit sabihin ng halimbawa yung mga Filipino children who grew up here, they're already in their or born here, they're already in their late teens or early 30s. hindi kasi sila maturing na kiwi dahil sa kulay nila eh. So, andyan pa rin yung physiological ba or yung physical. So, that's the challenge they're facing. Pero ang kagandahan lang naman natin dito sa New Zealand naman is multicultural na talaga tayo. Na-adapt na yun. So, merong pinadala si Ate Kini via email regarding how Kiwis perceive Asians in New Zealand. So, yun yung magiging feature article ko next time. Kasi napakagandang report na binasa ko statistically, pero hindi siya ganun ka na very positive siya, pero kulang pa, in my point of view, kulang pa para talaga ma-identify tayo bilang kultura, Filipino culture, to be a strong component or a strong fabric of the current New Zealand society. Pero we will discuss that in a different show na lang. So para sa mga bata kasi ngayon, yun yung nahihirapan sila eh. Kasi they look Filipino, but they act like Kiwis. Sa school, walang problema kasi multicultural na lahat ng mga school natin dito. Na-adapt talaga eh. Yung mga Pacifica, mga Maori, mga Pacquiao, so yung mga puti, kung tawagin. Talagang nagbe-blend din na eh, nagsasama-sama, especially yung mga South Asians, North Asians, Southeast Asians, so iba, sa Asia pa lang, okay, iba-iba ling lahi eh. So we have our Indian community, our Pakistani communities, and then of course we have our Chinese community, that's North Asia, Japan, meron tayong mga exchange students, pero basically mga younger generation, sa yung mga older generation, pa-konti-konti lang kasi. So, hindi katulad in this day and age na in 2025 na maganda yung waves ng mga ethnic community members coming in to migrate to New Zealand. Kasi napakaganda naman ng New Zealand tirhan eh. Yung mga opportunities nga, hindi lang nga tempo for everybody. So, ngayon itong mga tanong regarding identity and belonging for third culture children, where is home? Yun yung tanongin nila. So ako, personally, sa mga anak ko, home nila would be New Zealand, hindi Philippines. Even though they are children of Filipino migrants, I consider them second gen. So may mga terminologies kasi ako, second gen ka, third gen ka, ganun. So pag sinabi kong second gen ka, ibig sabihin bit-bit ka nung parents mo. Your parents are the first generation migrants. And then you, as a child, ikaw na yung second gen. You may or may not be born in New Zealand, pero dito ka na lumaki, you adapted to the culture, second gen ang turing ko sa'yo. So if you arrive here at 16 years of age, may mulat ka na regarding the Filipino culture, pero ituturing pa rin kitang second gen. Kasi 16 years old ka lang. So yung life experience mo, puro Pinoy lang yon. You have adapted the Filipino culture, yes, but you have not practiced it fully. Yung mga dumating na dito at the age of 20 and over, yun, pwede ko bang sabihin talaga first gen yun. Yung mga anak na 20 years old na. Pero yung mga teenager, i-consider ko pa rin ang second gen yan. Kasi when they turn 30, so 15 sila, sa halimbawa, 15 sila dumating dito, and then when they turn 30, they already spent half their life living in New Zealand, they will eventually adapt the Kiwi culture. So yun yung So yung ibig sabihin kasi ng third culture kids is yung blending ng dalawang kultura, yung Pinoy at saka yung Kiwi. So meron yan silang sarili nilang kultura na. So iba na yung kultura nila. So tatawagin na lang siguro natin, bigyan natin ng nickname, Filipino-Kiwi culture na siya. So meaning they still celebrate Filipino practices and values, but at the same time they also adopt or practice Kiwi values as well. So kasi dito ang dami namang mga magagandang value, kaya nga nakikita ko sa mga Pinoy influencers dyan sa Facebook, talagang nila yung pinapatamaan nila yung pagkaiba ng Pinas at saka ng Kiwi. Yung ba dito talagang marespeto yung mga tao. Yes, marespeto. Tapos pagdating, ikukumpara nila, hindi daw katulad sa Pilipinas, na ganito, ganyan. ang kultura kasi yan eh, pero kung hindi nila kasi ang nakikita lang nila kasi sa mga Pinoy is ano, yung negative lang, pero ang daming mga values ng Pinoy na napakaganda. Ang isa talaga na lagi namin pinag-uusapan dito sa show is yung Filipino value of kapwa. Yun, kapwa yan talagang, even yung mga puti na nagpupunta sa Pilipinas, they admire the Philippines rather than ano, yung, pero yung mga Pinoy na lumalabas sa Pilipinas, sinisiraan pa yung Pilipinas. Tapos sasabihin lang nila, irarason nila, real talk lang, real talk. Ay, kayo kung makita ninyo itong show ko at ano kayo, baguhin niyo yung mga ugali ninyo. Ako gusto ko nga maging montulpo na sa inyo eh, kasi ano na rin na, na ano na ako, na apektuhan na ako sa mga sinasabi ninyo. Parang nasisira yung ating identity bilang mga Pilipino eh. Pero anyway, that's a new topic that we can discuss in our succeeding shows. So, we will pause for another break and move on to Atikini segment just to cover all the facts. And then, pasensya na po. Medyo naging emotional ako doon regarding the Filipino influencers. But we will have a dedicated show just to talk about that in my Spotlight of the Week in our future shows. So for our next song, ito ang napili ko. Ang title po ay Criminal. This is a song by Philippe in his album Complex. Here we go.
Take it off tonight. I don't wanna mind sick, I just wanna forget. Need an antidote, yeah. I'm a criminal, what can I? Take it off tonight. I don't wanna mind sick, really hate to break it. Ain't this clip to me, yeah.
Liquor drawn is so high. We've been in OI. Poison in my blood, stuck on me. Blink an eye, I will let you see. How boy, you let me take it. Running in my mind, just stop it. Why can't I have you? Why so confused every single time? Tryna make a scene, yeah, yeah. Tryna save myself, yeah, yeah. I'm so addicted, yeah, 743, I'm not myself, yeah, yeah. Swear to God, I do this to me. Feel me, I don't provoke me. How about you just give it to me, huh? Think I got mixed personalities.
Criminal from the album Complex by Felipe. Okay, balik tayo sa show na din. So, Fiesta Wera Rapat, nandito na po tayo sa last segment po natin, yung segment ni Ate Kini, which is KK or Kini's Corner Enhanced. So, yung title ng article po niya o yung kanyang featured content po niya ay yung tunay na tahanan, finding home wherever you are. So, this episode explores the emotional and spiritual journey of belonging, how migrant Filipinos can create a meaningful life in New Zealand while staying rooted in Filipino identity. It will highlight the idea that home is not just a place, it's people, purpose, and peace of heart. Home is more than a place. Reflect on how many migrants feel in between. So, katulad ng TCK, so related yung ano yung content ni Rica. In between, not fully in the Philippines anymore, but not quite feeling 100% at home abroad. Quote, home is not where you were born. Home is where where all your attempts to escape cease. This is a quote coming from Naguib Mahfouz. We can build our home through community, values, faith, and intentional living, no matter where we are planted. Second, honor our identity. Let's embed it in our hearts that we are Filipinos, sa diwa, sa gawa, at salita. So yung mga matagal na dito, challenge ko sa inyo, i-google ninyo anong ibig sabihin ng diwa, gawa, at salita. Kasi alam ko, meron talagang iba dyan na hindi na nila alam yung meaning na. It's important that we are grounded as Filipino values such as pagmamahalan, bayanihan, pananampalataya, at kapwa. So yung kapwa, importante talaga yan. Let us be proud of our culture. Celebrate Filipino language and heritage. Teach our children their roots. So ito na naman, going back to dun sa article ni Rica. Teach children their roots. So, kasi ano na sila, third culture children na sila, at least alam nila na Pinoy sila, ano yung mga importante about Pinoy. Hindi yung mga negatibo, kasi yan yung lagi kong naririnig. Kaya hindi ginagawa dun sa Pilipinas, palitan nyo. Yung mga positive values ang ituturo natin sa mga bata. But what is really important, highlighted dito sa article ni Ate Kini, is join any Filipino events and community gatherings. Yun yung importante. Para yung mga bata will still connect with Filipino values. Number three, creating home through purpose. Home also comes from having purpose. Think about volunteering in a local community, joining support groups or start one, build strong relationships beyond work, yun yung community work. Our presence here in New Zealand, particularly in the Wairarapa, in Masterton, Featherston, Carterton, Greytown, Martinborough, Wellington, wherever you are in New Zealand matters. We are not just workers, quote unquote. We are bridge builders, life changers, and hope cares, etc. And then spiritual anchor. So Filipinos are really strong in their Christian faith. Finding home also means having spiritual peace. Whether through prayer, church, or meditation, faith helps us feel safe even far from our homeland. It's important to be able to link in with people who can help you grow in your faith, people who can journey life with you. So what is Kini's takeaway and call to action? Let us reflect on this. What does home mean to you today? How can you create home right here where you are? Who can you bless this week? Maybe someone who still feels lost or homesick. If you're listening now, if you feel like you are lost or miss your family in the Philippines, let us know. Connect with us through our Facebook page or via my cell phone number. Nilagay talaga ni Kini dito yung pangalan ko. We are here to help you and support you through your journey. So, wherever life has taken you, remember you are not alone. And you can bloom right where you are planted. Ito, New Zealand, dito sa Wairarapa ang ating tahanan. And we are part of a bigger, beautiful story. Let's create memories, make a difference, and make an impact in our family, workplace, community, while we are still around. Uy, nakakatakot yung dulo ah. While we are still around. tapos pinag-usapan na natin yung will. Pambihira. So, ang ano yan, yung ano na to, yung content ni Ate Kini is about rooting yourself or making New Zealand your home. So, yung mga bago lang nag-residente na yun, guaranteed na yan that they can build their home here for the sake of their children, not for their own purposes. Kasi may mga ibang Pinoy din dito na may plano pa rin magretiro sa Pilipinas. So, yun, ibang usapan na naman yun. Napag-usapan na yun in our previous shows, pero pag-usapan naman natin ulit to reinforce that. What is Ate Kini trying to imply is you create your own home wherever you are. So, kung dito ka sa Wairarapa, dito ka nag-footing, kumbaga, dito ka nag-root, then you can start building it here. Pero not necessarily na ano na, ito kasi yung magiging challenge yan eh. Kaya yung mga gustong-gusto mo yung Wairarapa, ayaw mo nang umalis. E bigla ka natanggalan ng trabaho. Nasisante ka o na-redundant ka. Anong mangyayari sa'yo? Titisay mo pa rin maghanap dito ng trabaho sa Wairarapa? No. Hanap ka sa ibang lugar. Kasi at the end of the day, New Zealand is just like it's the same place. Gaya ng mga sabi ko mga kaibigan kung wala na dito sa Wairarapa, really good friends of mine who have moved elsewhere and rooted themselves on the at those places, they still feel that they are still part of the Wairarapa. And I do. I always welcome them here because they've been part of the Wairarapa, but they live elsewhere now. Para sa akin, they are still Wairarapa people. So, yung i-combine natin yung ano yung content ni Rica, yung mga third culture kids po natin, they will definitely adapt wherever they are in New Zealand. Kasi tayo lahat dito, lalo na yung mga residente, at saka yung mga work visa holders ngayon, no, may magplano maging residente ng New Zealand. This is, New Zealand is a really good place to create your home. So, dito, pwede mo talagang i-establish yung tunay na tahanan o yung home mo dito sa New Zealand. So, yan lang po yung sa ano ni Kini. Dito na po tayo magtatapos. So, our last song. Ah, hindi. Before ako magtapos, mag-ano muna ako. Public announcement muna. So, yung mga events natin. This coming July 12. Yung Bingo Extravaganza fundraiser po natin, tuloy na po yan sa Douglas Park School, July 12, Saturday, 2 p.m. po ang start. Andyan na po, dumating na po yung mga prizes at nakapost na po kung magkano yung mga bingo cards. So yung bingo cards po is $10 per card, but that entitles you to play the whole 7 games. So may 7 games po tayo, 7 bingo games. Entitled na po kayo, $10 per card. So, kung dalawa yung bibiliin mo, $20. But you are entitled to play the whole 7 games. So, halimbawa, bibili ka pa ng extra card, that would be an extra $2 per game. So, nasa inyo na yan. So, yung option na, kasi tinanong ito ni Rica before, na kung pwede ba daw magpalit ng card. Pag nagbumili ka ng $10 cards, hindi na pwede. Pero doon sa $2 card, pwede kang magpalit every game. So, we will post more details about the games, yung mga prizes. May mga pictures na po yung mga prizes. Dumating na po lahat. I-update lang po namin kayo. Umattend po kayo. Douglas Park, July 12, 2 p.m. Down Cole Street for our Bingo Extravaganza fundraiser. At the same time, election officers po natin. So, i-announce natin next week kung sino yung mga nominees for the new set of officers. So, dito lang po tayo nang magtatapos. In behalf of Ate Kini and Rica, ito po inyong lingkod, Ryan Soriano, nagpapaalam. At maraming salamat po kay Jemima, one of our financial advisors, to be at the studio to explain about life insurance. So, yung huling kanta po natin, ang title po ay Final Entry. Nakakapagod na, by May Tevez. So, Final Entry. So, goodbye for now. See you on Monday.
Ayoko nang bumangon siya. Oh my God. nakatanaw lamang sa mga ulam. Pwede bang umalis na lang ako?